This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, I want listeners to understand something. Media Matters and Newsweek and CNN are going to pick up what I said and did in the last hour. Crazy Tucker Carlson, they're going to say, Alex Jones, I can see the headlines, blows Tucker Carlson, something like that. Probably already out there. I mean, I know how they operate. That's not what I did. I celebrated humanity, and I celebrated breaking with the establishment and saying, we don't want to be part of Hollywood. We don't want to be part of D.C. We want to come out of this and say no to it. And then out of all the other Republican talk show hosts, because I hadn't seen the clip yet Thursday, I would have done it too, call out Ted Cruz, because that's exactly how I would have said it. You're a lawyer. You're a really good lawyer. You're a smart guy. You're a wordsmith. You agree that this was a terrorist attack, because by doing that, you invoke this national security memorandum for the coming civil war and all the talking points of the Democrats running in 2022 against the American people, saying all Republicans and people at school board meetings are terrorists. And you, Ted Cruz, did that, and Tucker Carlson saw you for what you did. Because here's the deal. Tucker Carlson knows about the false flags. He knows about January 6th. He knows about the planned terror attacks. He's dialed in. He doesn't need Alex Jones to tell him how the cow ate the cabbage. He saw Alex Jones for all those years and thought, that guy's really evil and horrible to think such things. And then once he put the glasses on, he went, oh, my God, this is exactly what's going on. He doesn't need me anymore. And that's what my job is not to tell you what to see, but to go, hey, you want to change your perspective a little? Come over here and look at it at this angle. Because you can be up against the door and can't see anything. I'm like, hey, the keyhole's about 2 inches down. Why don't you look in that little hole right there? Oh. He said, oh, you went and looked in the hole. You took the red pill. You put on the glasses. And there ain't no going back to Kansas after you've done that. So, Tucker Carlson as the archetype is the perfect example of the most important person in the world. And again, that's an archetype of all of us deciding we're important. Not in an arrogant, haughty Hollywood way, the opposite, like, I'm important, I got to stand up for my community. I'm important, I got to stand up against defunding the police. I'm important, I got to stand up with, you know, not let the globals devalue the dollar. I'm important, I got to secure our border, I got to speak out against it. I'm important, I've got a job to do because other people won't do it. I've got to decide that I'm going to care about civilization. Because you already cared about civilization, but you weren't realizing that you have to get involved, that freedom isn't free. And that's where Tucker Carlson, as an archetype, comes in as the most important person in the world, because we are all the most important people to our children and to our neighbors and to our job and to our lives. And none of us are perfect. But when we try to be better and we try to tell the truth and we try to work hard and we try to stand up, that's the spirit we're supposed to have anyways, instead of the dead spirit of the lazy TV heads. We all know them, that don't want to do anything, and they see any work they've got to do for anybody else as horrible. And oh, my God, might as well just get rid of it. Screw everybody. We all know that feeling, but we screw ourselves and our children and our future in that process. And so this has been a very important last 30 minutes on the most important person in the world. The most important person revealed in the world are people that don't want to kiss up to CNN and kiss up to the New York Times and kiss up to MSNBC and that facade, but the Toto's little dog that goes and pulls the curtain back in the Wizard of Oz and reveals that it's all just a big fraud. It's all a scam. And that's what I've called Operation Toto. As Tucker Carlson inspires people, and as you inspire people, and as Joe Rogan inspires people, and as we encourage them, and we synergistically build up our massive resistance and our will through populism to say, we do not comply, we do not submit, we're done with your New World Order. show, Tucker Carlson, out of all of us today, is the most important person in the world. But it could be you tomorrow, or you next year, or you in 100 years. The point is, it's all up to you.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Which is a sarcastic term, Tucker Carlson, with the title of most important person in the world. Because the truth is, these aren't titles of nobility handed down to people that didn't deserve what they did. This is more a torch of liberty that we are recognizing Tucker Carlson with, as doing the best job exposing the anti-human globalist agenda and trying to rally people on a nonpartisan basis to come together for a pro-human future, which is antithetical to Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and the New World Order. And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the question I am asking all of you right now. We need to celebrate the patriots. We need to celebrate the people that tell the truth. We need to promote the populace that are pro-human. Not the people that tell you they're fighting racism all day. Not the people that tell you they're fighting for your whatever gay marriage all day. Those are all red herrings. But people that are promoting a pro-human future, period, for everybody. Anybody that talks about groups is attacking humanity. Anybody that talks about humanity as a whole and believing in ourselves and coming together is the good guys. And so it's important to recognize the people that have told the truth, that have stood against the enemy and who've been successful, so that we can emulate what they've done, because necessity is the mother of invention. All right. I just spent a lot of time on that, and I wanted to get a tech CEO on right when their platform was exploding. It just got launched, I don't know, 8 months ago or so. And so the CEO, or the head of founder of Getter, is going to be joining us to talk about a whole flotilla of issues coming up next segment. But all of that said, what is the news and information that really gets me pissed off and really gets me upset? And it's this type of news. Supreme Court weighs vaccine rules affecting more than 80 million people. That companies 100 and up must take an experimental shot to have their job when the shot doesn't even work on top of it. And it violates the Nuremberg Code on its face. They better come out and repudiate it 1,000,000,000% and say it's Nazi Germany. If they just half-ass shoot it down, they're an enemy. But if they come out and declare it's constitutional, it's a declaration of war against humanity. Because it's not just the Supreme Court saying we're going to abort unborn babies before we ever look at them and love them and kiss them. But we're going to kill people after they're born. Speaking of abortion at 13, we're now aborting 13-year-olds. Tragic double-vax 13-year-old dies from unexplained cardiac arrest. Experimental mRNA technology could soon result in a massive wave of youth illness and death. Parents must be made aware of how the dangerous adverse reactions are. Except, I love Kelly McBreen, he's a great writer, but these are not adverse reactions. These are the main reason you're given it. It's just a cover saying it protects you from COVID. It doesn't. This is the drug acting as it's supposed to. Mission complete. Healthy 13-year-old in sports, deader than a doornail, dying every day. Little children. According to social media posts from a family and the obituary page, a 13-year-old boy from New Jersey suddenly died from a heart attack on January 4th, 2022, just 7 months after his second COVID shot. That's why they don't count the deaths the first 14 days. That's when most of them happen. But some people, the heart is swollen. They don't know it. They just keep going through life. They fall over dead. They did have myocarditis, cause of the death. A June 6, 2021 Facebook post, the child's mother, Jennifer O'Drain, shows him giving a thumbs up from a doctor's office along with the caption, second shot done. So you did what they told you, just like happened to Ernest Ramirez's son at 13. Fast forward less than 7 months, and Jennifer's husband, Trent, wrote the now-deleted Facebook post, because Facebook tells you you're not allowed to talk about your death. You don't talk. Dear family and friends, our son Jack had unexplained cardiac arrest on New Year's Eve shortly after the ball dropped while playing with his friends. He's on life support at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. The father continued, he fought for another 4 days. Jennifer and I have been on his side, holding his hand and praying for healing and hope. The outpouring of support has truly been what is keeping us going. I love you all. Please pray for him. Just days later, Jack tragically passed away. His obituary reads, Jack will always be remembered for his big heart, love of learning, and loyalty to family and friends. He was extremely bright. He attended Voorhees Middle School and was a part of the Science Olympian organization. Jack enjoyed playing the saxophone and practice in the New Jersey School of Music in Medford. He loved the outdoors and hiking and camping and fishing were some of his favorite activities. Jack loved game nights, playing Monopoly, Rummy 500, or watching a good movie. But most of the time, he was spent with his family and friends that he treasured the most. And we've got the New England Medical Journal study that males 16 to 29 years of age have an increased risk of developing heart problems. And they admitted a 40% increase in death in ages 18 to 64 now in major insurance company actuaries. You see, Jack was a good, sweet person. And his parents were nice, too. And they thought everybody was like them. But see, Klaus Schwab doesn't want Jack around. Klaus Schwab wants to kill the first world so that no one will protect the third world when he kills all of them. And your son was a casualty in that war. Jack Thomas O'Drain. I asked the O'Drains, do you have the courage to admit who murdered your son, born July 29, 2008? Do you have the courage to now use his death to save other children? Or will you, like so many others, engage in Stockholm Syndrome and let his death be for nothing? I ask you now to join the populist pro-human movement. I ask you now to learn about who killed your son, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab, along with Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci. I ask you to face the evil as I have done and force your will against the enemy so that your son did not die for vain. I ask you to commit to this fight to save countless children from the same fate as your wonderful son has now lived through. I ask you to break the trance of the New World Order. And I've got stacks of other news of other children dying as well. Healthy, athletic. Four more soccer players this week died, and others from the shots. They pulled the swine flu vaccine for less than 20 deaths in the 1970s. VAERS reports 1 out of 100, Harvard estimates. They estimate over 20,000 deaths and over a million adverse reactions. And that's just the beginning. It's the same numbers around the world. And I know for you, the family of this poor man that's dead, his destiny's been stolen from him, killed by the satanic pharaoh, Bill Gates. I know it's hard for you to admit this truth. But your son would have died in vain if you don't now research this information and become a spokesperson for the truth. Don't let your son's casualty be in vain. Use his life and death to save others. Be like Christ.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Strategist, political advisor, and CEO, best known as the chief spokesperson for the Donald Trump 2016 presidential campaign and transition of Donald Trump. He was a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 reelection campaign. In March of 2021, Miller became a contributor for Newsmax. Miller left his position as Trump's spokesperson in June of 2021 to become the CEO of the social network Getter, G-E-T-T-R. And we've been on there a while, have hundreds of thousands of followers, but I saw my good friend Joe Rogan last week started really promoting it, got millions of people to go over there, and that is very, very exciting. We want to promote independent groups out there. They're like the old internet. Doesn't mean you can post porn or call for murdering people like the old internet 5 years ago, but pro-free speech, I think, in most ways. I mean, they let us up there, and most people I know, I've seen some criticism like, well, it doesn't let, you know, the KKK on there or whatever. Look, whatever. The point is that it's a lot freer than Twitter, and it works really well, and we're using it a lot. And so I appreciate him coming on. He's at Jason Miller, NDC, at GETTR.com, Getter.com. We've got so much to talk about in the next few segments with you, Jason. I'm not going to go over your whole bio. You're a well-known guy. Everybody's going to recognize who you are. But I'm really excited to see Getter exploding because it just started, what, 8-9 months ago, right?
Yeah, even less than that. I would say it was more like 6 months ago. It was right at 4th of July where we asked people to declare their independence from big tech. But, you know, Alex, we've had a million people join the platform this last week with your good friend Joe Rogan getting on board. We're up over 4 million. But I want to say a special thank you, to the InfoWars community, to the folks who are obviously your fans and your listeners and viewers. Because without folks like yourself at the beginning of this, we wouldn't even have gotten to the point where we can get a Dr. Malone, where we can get a Joe Rogan. So your participation and your standing up for free speech is very greatly appreciated.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. But I'm very excited about Getter. And exactly, Joe Rogan's talking about his show. He's pushing it. That's how you get a chain reaction, an alternative to Twitter. We've seen Jack Dorsey leave Twitter and say he actually wants free speech and a Web 3.0. And I think Getter is right at the front lines of that.
Yeah, and the reality is, you know this, Alex, I mean, if you're not the number one target for canceling in America or the entire world, I don't know who would beat you. Maybe Tommy Robinson might give you a run for your money. But the fact is the mainstream media and big tech do not want any contrarian opinions out there. And I do think that at the bottom of his heart that Dorsey and Zuckerberg and some of the other folks, maybe when they started their platforms, they had this vision of free speech. But now it's just all about world forming and saying, we are going to program your mind to believe what we want. It's like the Matrix Resurrections movie, where here's the destiny that we get for you. You have to go with it. And we just march like sheep and no one stands up and speaks for themselves anymore, or hardly anyone. And that's why we got to have a community where people can do that.
Well, that's the technocracy. And look, I really like President Trump. I agree with 95% of what he's done. Obviously, I really think he won the election, and anybody that tries to say we should challenge that gets demonized and attacked, but that's our right as Americans. Democrats obviously have done that the last 3 or 4 elections in a row going back to the year 2000. But Trump has not so far been able to launch any really good tech, and I wish he would. And your guy's site's getting big. It works well, and I really like it. So that's exciting. So I don't get into any inside baseball, but why isn't Trump promoting Getter? How do we get him over there?
Yeah, so two parts of that answer, Alex, and I'll just be very blunt and upfront with you. Even before I formally launched Getter, I was in negotiations with President Trump to try to bring him to the platform. And obviously, he has a big name. Everyone knows that President Trump is ratings gold. Everything he touches turns into something that's fantastic and exciting. I put a big, big offer in front. When I say big, like you can go buy a sports franchise big, somebody else came along and made an even bigger offer. And that's the thing with President Trump, is he very much is the deal maker in chief. Here is the thing, though, Alex, is that I'm still trying to get him on our platform. In fact, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, reminded him that I have At Real Donald Trump held for him. I don't know when his platform is going to be ready. I know they've listed it with the Apple Store to say toward the end of February. We'll see. It is very hard to launch a social media platform. I'll tell you that from firsthand experience. I hope, and I'm still optimistic, we're going to get President Trump on Getter, as well as his own platform, because we have such a big community, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And I don't think President Trump should have to be sidelined for months and months. We're ready to go right now.
Well, that's what it comes down to. So Getter is there today. Let's talk about some of that for listeners and viewers that don't know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So really our value proposition is the fact that we're the free speech platform where nobody is going to get canceled or sent to digital jail or deplatformed or algorithmed simply for speaking your political opinion. And you really hit the nail on the head up front, where we do not allow pornography. We do not allow ISIS. Unlike Twitter, we do not allow the Taliban or the Ayatollah or the political director for Hamas. But if people want to come on and express their political opinions, then they can. There has to be a real digital town square, not this nonsense BS where Dorsey and Zuckerberg and those guys say, as long as you don't mention climate change, or as long as you don't mention election fraud, or you don't mention these tyrannical vax mandates, then you can have free speech. That's not how free speech works. But as long as you're able to essentially control yourself and not threaten illegal activity or go into the racial and religious epithets, that you have a welcome place here. And I'd say the one thing that's also different with us, Alex, is we have one core mission at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, is that are we supporting free speech and opposing cancel culture? And if you believe in those two things, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, or if you think both parties are a bunch of losers, whatever your mindset is, and we want you on the platform if you agree with those two things.
Well, I mean, I understand how it works with the whole infrastructure. I mean, if you've got something out there like Gab, and then one guy uses it to go shoot up a synagogue, which was terrible, they then blame Gab. And so we've got to allow free speech, but at the same time, you've got to have your rules and things in place, or they're going to misrepresent what people try to do. I mean, imagine what it's like when you try to launch an independent free speech outlet. I know from behind the scenes, a lot of other groups and organizations, the attacks are insane. The left comes in and stages a bunch of false flags, and that's why it's so hard. Look at what happened to Parler and all the things they did to shut them down. I mean, just thank God you guys have been able to operate.
You know, and I think you bring up a really smart point here with Parler, because a lot of people don't realize exactly why Parler was deplatformed. And it wasn't so much that Parler was inviting bad actors, but they were relying on community policing at that stage in their development to handle everything. Well, here's the problem, as you just pointed out. It's not even just the domestic crazies that come onto the platform. Think about the CCP. Think about the Communist Chinese. Think about ISIS. Think about the bots in St. Petersburg. When you're a free speech platform, you come under attack from so many different aspects. So for us, we get attacked by, say, ISIS might go and try to launch things. But then at the same time, the left-wing media goes and attacks you for being attacked. And they just don't want anyone to compete with big tech. And so what we think, and by the way, I got to tell you, even though I know sometimes the folks at Gab might not have the nicest things to say about me, I like the fact that there's Gab. I like the fact there's Parler. I like the fact that President Trump is going to come out of the platform. What this does is this isn't about like us fighting on one side. It's about taking power away from Silicon Valley. No one voted for Zuckerberg. No one voted for Dorsey. Why are we letting them control all the chips?
Jason Miller, I totally agree. And nobody's going to be perfect in the process of challenging big tech, all these foreign governments, all these trolls, and get to liberty on a bed of feathers, as Thomas Jefferson said. You guys are doing a great job and are breaking out as maybe the only group to make it past all these censors and controllers. And that's why we're betting on Getter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide with Jason Miller, former head communication strategist for President Trump, and he is the CEO of Getter, G-E-T-T-R.com, that has exploded since they launched on July 4th of 2021, just about 7 months ago. And he's here with us now, and I know that we've got 4 or 5 accounts on there, I think about a half million people, you know, all together, and we get a great response from him. And as soon as Joe Rogan promoted it last week, we saw an even bigger response, and that's great because we just need a utility, as the internet was first set up, to talk to each other, and then they can put ads on it and make money. But no,
oh, no, first it censored Alex Jones, and then it censored this, and now it's take Trump off Twitter. And that's, I don't want to get into a Trump bashing fest here, because I really like Trump, and he's doing a great job getting great Republicans and others elected. But I noticed with Parler, they offered him a deal, but he wanted to be able to kick his critics off. It's like Trump, you know, sued Bill Maher calling him for calling him an orangutan. And I mean, it's funny. Why not laugh at it? We love Trump, but it seems like sometimes he doesn't get that. I hope his big multi-billion-dollar thing actually launches, but I'll believe it when I see it. And I hope he gets smart and comes over to get her, because you guys, I know, have really opened the door for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in the same way that I think you're an important voice, Alex, in the InfoWars community, the fact of the matter is we can give President Trump a voice right now. And obviously the press releases get a certain degree of pickup, but we're reaching 4 million people all over the world. You know, one of the cool things about this is, you know, the U.S. is only about 45% of the Getter user base. We have the president of Brazil that's on the platform. We just had the biggest pro wrestler in France join yesterday, which I immediately volunteered with the guys in our team to go and fight him in a steel cage match. Maybe the winner can take you on, Alex. I don't know. You got the tank, so you're going to win at the end of the day. But it's a really cool thing where, you know, I think that Twitter and Facebook have really made people more divisive by going and kicking people off. Look at Dr. Malone. Look what they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene. All this does is make people more upset and more frustrated. Why? Because we're telling the truth. Because we're calling them out on their BS and on their lies. If we can't have this open discussion, I mean, let's talk about Dr. Fauci for a moment. Dr. Fauci hasn't just been wrong on things. He's actually lied to us. And I think that's one of the things that doesn't get enough attention is Dr. Fauci knew at the beginning that one jab would not go and protect people permanently. But now the fact that one mask, two masks, the entire box of masks are ineffective, even Scott Gottlieb and fake news CNN have said that to be the case. They're still riding herd on this mask concept. And so there has to be some place where people can have an open and honest discussion about some of the lies that come from people in our government.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this, Jason. Where do you see this fight? Because you're right in the heart of the attempt by the establishment to put up a Berlin Wall or an electronic iron curtain so that nationalists, patriots, Christians, conservatives, just free speech people, liberals that are anti-war now, they're getting banned. I mean, this is incredible corporate censorship. You're right at the heart of that. Where is Congress saying no? I mean, even Senator Paul gets censored when he gives a speech about an Israeli study that natural immunity is way better than the shot, and then he gets censored. Why don't we get what a clear and present danger this is that big tech's become?
Well, to be blunt with you, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think where we're going right now as a society is really pushing people into two different societies. If not just if you're vaccinated, you've had one, two, three, four boosters, then you can go to a restaurant, then you can go to a gym, then your kids can go to school. I mean, soon it'll be the point where kids even go to preschool unless they've had one, two, or three, four jabs. And just the fact we're creating two different societies, you look at New York City right now, you cannot show up to work in New York City unless you show a vax card. Now, think about people who actually have to work hourly, who can't do a Zoom call from their basement. My dad was a welder. If he didn't show up for a day of work, he wouldn't get a paycheck. Simple as that. A lot of people actually go out there and make things for a living who wouldn't get paychecks unless they actually show up and work for an hour. So I think it's pushing it apart. I do think when Republicans take back the House and the Senate, they'll be able to do some things to at least stymie Biden and some of his mandates and what some of the federal government's doing. But we still have this whole next year that we're going to have to really hold on to the mask really closely here, because this is going to be a tough year.
Well, you're absolutely right when I ask how bad is the censorship going to get and why doesn't Congress take action? They've moved on to in the blue cities and all over Europe out of this whole UN corporate power grab, the Great Reset, to say you can't have a job. You can't leave your house in Australia unless you've had the shot. You can't go to your work. That's siege. That's war. That's Nazi Germany level stuff, and the left's doing it. It's not about vaccines. It's not about stopping COVID. It's about making you have an ID to live your life and travel. They don't want IDs for folks crossing the border illegally, but they want them for us to be able to travel down the road or go in a store. I mean, this is just classic tyranny.
Yeah, you make a great point. I mean, nobody with the southern border now being wide open the way that Biden's gone and changed all the Trump policies, no one's there trying to test folks for COVID as they're coming in. But sure as heck, they're allowed to walk right into the country. So it's not just that, but I think it's just the way that particularly the Biden administration has their priorities all upside down. And, you know, I used to think part of Biden coming in that maybe it's just that there'd be a lot of the left-wing radicals that would kind of be in charge at that White House. Now I think it's almost worse. I think nobody's in charge. And you see Biden, they send him that fake White House that's across the alleyway in the EEOB, the old executive office building. I guess that's so we can go back to the White House and just nap and not have to do his job. But everything, it seems to be basically the weekend at Bernie's has now been transplanted to 1600 Pennsylvania. And that really has me concerned. You think of China, you think of Russia. It's just, I think, a matter of when, not if, that becomes a lot more serious because they don't take Biden seriously.
Jason, everybody knows you. We've seen you all over TV for the last 6 years and heard the great things you have to say. I've got you here about Getter, but looking at Trump, obviously he's got to know Bill O'Reilly's not a big draw. I know from behind the scenes their event, they had to give the tickets away with him. Trump would have folded and sold tickets. People don't like Bill O'Reilly. I'm not trying to attack Bill O'Reilly. I'm just, he's really like last century's news. And then Trump needs to get more, I think, on the ball about attacking censorship and more on the ball back with the presidential stuff. And I just don't, because I want him strong. I want him powerful. I want him to run again. I want him to get a bunch of Republicans elected. And I just don't know who's advising him right now, because it seemed like, and I'm not kissing your ass, it's true, that when it was Stephen Bannon and Stephen Miller and Jason Miller and others advising Trump, that he was a hardcore populist. And I mean, maybe he's not communicating because he's cut off. Maybe I don't see what he's really saying, but my listeners have got some real concerns.
So here's one of the things, and I'll tell you something. I don't want to go too much into my conversations with President Trump, but I think that you're onto something. The fact that the populism, the fact that his superpower, so to speak, his Superman routine has always been able to bypass traditional media to say, I don't have to go and sit down with fake news CNN or MSDNC. I can go and talk to people directly on social media, or I could come on some program or streaming program or go on talk radio. That's always been his power. What his base is most fired up about right now are these mandates. And that's really priorities 1, 2, and 3. We see not just the mandates creating two societies, but we know they're not going to stop with this. That's the whole thing. This is all about government control. What people don't realize is if we don't stop these mandates now, they're going to go to try to control every aspect of our lives. So I think that's a winner. And I've told the president that. And quite frankly, I think also taking on the CCP, I think is also a big deal. Not just the fact that they sent us COVID or the fact they continue to lie and manipulate everything on the trading side of things, because we see with their aggression in the South China Sea, hey guys, a lot of times we're majoring in the minors with some of the dumb stuff with cancel culture and things like that we worry about in the U.S. Meanwhile, communist China is looking for a big expansion, and we better stand up to them. That's where I think if President Trump was hitting on that, I think his numbers are right now, they're already a point or two better than when he left office. I think they'd be even higher.
I totally agree. And Jason, I was being nice not going to the mandates and bringing up some of the other issues. But yeah, number one, my listeners are really upset that he's not attacking the mandates more. He's starting to do that, and that's great. I want to come back and talk about that some, but I want to get into Getter in the final segment with you, because it's easy. Everybody should go there. Everybody should join there, especially folks that are still on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, these other things. You're going to be taken down ahead of the midterms, folks. I told Trump, you're going to be taken down after the election when they steal it. They did it. He didn't listen. It's going to happen. You need to leave now and get your old base to go with you. But who wants to listen to Alex Jones? He's never right. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Breaking, huge article out of the Huffington Post, trying to shut down InfoWars. We'll tell you about that. But also blaming myself and Rush Limbaugh for the Jan 6 attack. But I want to give Jason Miller, in this long 10-minute segment we have left, the floor, because during the break he was telling me a lot of powerful stuff about what they've seen coming, how Trump was a test case, and just how serious this fight is. I mean, this is a real authoritarian move by big tech and their corporate cohorts. And that's why sites like Getter.com, Infowars.com, particularly Getter, because it's like Twitter, it works great, are so important for us to exit this now, because they've got a lot more censorship coming here in the next 300 days ahead of the midterm. So please break it down for us.
Yeah, so I think President Trump was right when he said that if they're willing to kick him off, they're going to kick everybody off. And I don't think enough folks really took that to heart. I mean, that was where I knew that the impetus was there. They had to go and create some other platform. And the reason how I came on board with Getter is I was sitting there with Dan Scavino and President Trump, and I was seeing all these people bring these platforms in front of them. I saw the Getter technology, and I said, this is great. Because here's what we're always told, Alex, is that whether we're populists or conservatives or the center-right, or people don't care about the politics at all, but they just want to have freedom of speech. We're always told, yeah, you can go build something on your own. This could be inferior technology. technology, it's going to look like crap. So when I saw the Getter technology, I said, you know what? This is good, if not better, than anything that Silicon Valley has. So let's go and build it up here. But as I started working basically this last spring to go and get everything put together, the thing that I realized, this isn't just a U.S. problem. This is something that's global. In fact, last month I was in Strasbourg in France and actually went into the EU. I went into the belly of the beast. I thought for sure that some of the guards are going to grab me and take me down to the digital free speech gulag down in the basement of the EU. But we actually had 40 or 50 members of the European Parliament, all populist from, I think, 9 or 10 different countries that all were there and gave a fiery speech. We have it online about free speech, about how we all need to come together and stand up. If you're from Spain, you should be proud that you're from Spain. If you're from Germany, be proud that you're from Germany. You don't need to go and cede all your sovereignty to these other, things like the EU or the UN or any of this. But the fact is that it's actually folks who are in the center right, who are doing more to bring people together than anything else. But this is not a uniquely American problem. Big tech, Alex, has already made that decision. They want anyone who disagrees with them out. This is about them, a new world vision, how they want to frame, whether it be your education, what they want to teach, critical race theory, all this nonsense, the cancel culture, the wokeness. And by the way, if you think that they're done with trying to cancel everybody out, I mean, someone who I know who's a prominent broadcaster on the LBC in the UK just got kicked off earlier today. We're going to hopefully bring them on to Getter, but they are trying to cancel anybody who doesn't conform. So this is the time right now, before you've been kicked off another platform, come get on board Getter. One of the cool things we have, and now sometimes I hear from people, well, I have a lot of intellectual property. I have my content, memes, videos that are up on Twitter. We allow you to import all of your tweets into your Getter timeline. Soon we're going to have that for a couple of the other platforms. And so you can bring everything over, and everybody at Getter gets treated the same. That's a big difference. So just because you have one ideology, you made the point one of the earlier segments that you got to have people who can disagree with you. Trust me, I have people come on Getter every day and tell me I'm number one, but in a very New York way, like a middle finger. A lot of times I'll repost it and say, Hillary is this you, or Hunter, I found your burner account. But if you can't laugh off a little bit of stuff, if you can't take any criticism, then it's never going to be a free speech thing. So look, it probably, might be a little bit more the negative speech sometimes I want, but you know what? When you're in first place, everyone shoots at you from behind.
Well, absolutely. And look, I know nobody's going to be perfect. We tried to launch a social network 6-7 years ago. It was a disaster. The trolls, the attacks, and they took down our internet service providers by filing complaints, the very people that posted the stuff. So the job you're doing is like Hercules trying to clean out the Aegean stables. And so, overall, we see you guys on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the Wild Wild West, as like an 8. And I couldn't run something like you're running and have it at a 5 the way stuff works. So we're glad to be there. You haven't censored us. You haven't censored a lot of other folks. Trump should come over there. And we should just build it up and make it the new Twitter. Make it bigger than Twitter. And also not give in to some of the fake conservative voices that are like, hey, let's shut down the leftists. Let's censor the liberals. No, we're not like them. And that makes it more fun to have those dingbats on there to actually look at. I don't want to just go see a regurgitation of the same ideas. I'm not a control freak leftist, and I just like the experience I have over at Getter. I've been on it for a couple months, knew about it back when you launched it, hoped it would go big. Quite frankly, because it was associated with Trump, I thought, well, that won't go anywhere. But you did it. You did a great job. Your team did a great job, and we just salute you. In the 5 minutes we've got left, Jason, thanks for all the time. What else do you want to add to our listeners other than go join Getter right now? How do they do it? How do they download the app, or what do they do?
Absolutely. If you're on Apple, then go to the Apple Play Store, type in Getter, G-E-T-T-R. I have the name of the company not so subtly behind me on the board, so you can see it there. If you're on Android, go to the Google Play Store, Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Or if you want to go to Getter.com, if you've already done the jailbreak with your phone and have that freedom, then go to Getter.com. You can do it. But I want to let you know just a couple things we have coming up, because I'm not satisfied with just having something that's competitor to Twitter and Facebook. To me, that's not enough. Next month, we're going to launch our own competitor. We're going to call it Vision, which will be a short video format. It competes with Instagram Reels, but then also with TikTok, because we know that the short video concept is that's really what drives a lot of engagement on social media. But Alex, here's the big thing. Come coming up in the middle of the year, we're going to launch Getter Pay, which, yes, will be a payment platform, an online payment platform, similar to an Apple Pay or an Alipay, but there are a million of those. That's not so much the unique thing. What ours is going to be different is we're going to have a two-coin ecosystem, so we're going to bring crypto and blockchain to everybody so they can see all the wonders with it. And we'll have our own online marketplace, but unlike Facebook, it won't be all Chinese scammers, so we'll have something that's a little bit more secure. So we're going to do some really cool things with it, the first ever social media platform that competes not only with Twitter and Facebook, competes with Instagram and TikTok, but we're going to go and compete with everyone from American Express to Visa to even going and being out there in the crypto space. And so there are a lot of cool things coming to this platform. We're just glad you're on for the ride, and we hope everyone else comes and gives us a chance also.
Well, this is true renaissance. They say that the mother of invention is necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. And what you're doing, and I'd heard this from Inside Baseball, and I'm glad you're announcing it here today. We're honored. Is that you guys are launching this. And this is what everybody should be striving for, is to create not a conservative ecosystem, not even an American ecosystem, though I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative American, but the real ecosystem is freedom. And we need to build an ecosystem and an infrastructure of freedom that is inclusive to everybody, that doesn't call for violence or porn or terrorism, and then have a good, clean, nice place for folks to debate and discuss things. And that's what you guys are doing over at Getter. So we totally salute you and are on board and just love the whole thing. But it's got to feel good, too, to be on the very cutting edge of the new renaissance, because we need banking. We need credit cards. We need insurance. We need instant messaging. We need private messaging. We need what you're doing. And as populists, as Christians, as conservatives, as nationalists, as whoever we are the left doesn't like, we are literally being put in gulags. You know, Matt Drudge predicted digital gulags 15 years ago. Hell, I'm not even in a gulag. I'm shut off everything except our own infrastructure at InfoWars.com that listeners help keep us on air. And I also know how expensive it is. I haven't asked you about this on air or off air, but having to build our own infrastructure is very expensive. I don't think people understand that when you're trying to build something independent from big tech, they're not helping you out, are they?
No, but I think that where we come with actually having a moderation platform, like you said, where we prevent things like porn, prevent things like violent threats, I think that actually makes it a little bit tougher for people to not do business with us, because we have real terms of service. We actually enforce it, and we make it in an inviting place. You know, one of the cool things also, when you talk about kind of the fun things with this job, because it is fun. I don't sleep much, but I do a lot of fun. Even the logo back behind me, that with having the torch above the T, what that torch really is about, bringing democracy and freedom to places where they don't have it. What I hope, what my dream of this is, not just I'm going to be able to go and create this cool platform that people can come and join. I want to go and take down the CCP. I want to go and actually bring democracy and freedom to places where we don't have it. That's why I still think that fundamentally social media can be a force for good. I just think the guys in Silicon Valley, the billionaires, they might have their beachfront mansions, and they might have the supermodels, and have lost complete touch with the rest of society. I still think it can be a force for good. And if I can accomplish that one thing, then I think I'll help make a difference.
Jason Miller, that's perfectly said. You can do five more minutes with us. I want to come back and talk more about Getter. But we're back where we were 250 years ago with King George III. And Hollywood and big tech and the left and the Republican establishment are those establishment individuals that think they're invincible and think because they got the supermodel and the palace and the god that they can suppress us and dominate us. But like all other tyrants of the past, they're going to learn that's not the case, whether it's Silicon Valley or Xi Jinping. And I knew that Getter was also involved promoting freedom worldwide. Let's talk about that for 5 minutes when we come back in 2 minutes with Jason Miller of Getter.com. Follow him on Getter at Jason Miller in D.C. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.